This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Vern, how would you sum up the month of June for the Royals?
Bad, but familiar. Royals win only 8 games in the month of June. See, I moved here in 2012. I've seen them win 8 games or fewer in the month of June. This is now the fourth time. They've done it 4 times in the last 7 years, 5 times in the franchise's history, but I've been lucky enough to really dive into it 4 times already.
Yeah, I would have used the term later than usual. Usually, that happens in May. Now, I'm guessing if we went back and we found some Mays, I'm sure they got a couple of Mays where they won 5, 6, 7, 8 games or so. But this time, they kept you engaged a little bit longer than normal. Like, they got you to June 1st, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? This team's hovering around 500. They're in the playoff conversation. They could go pick up a couple of bats. And then the bottom completely fell out in the month of June.
Yeah. I watched all of it. I'm well aware. Not good. Happy that July is here. And, hopefully things get better.
I will say this, Vern, and we haven't talked a whole lot about this. I'm a little tired of hearing them use the ballpark as an excuse. I saw the Royals win a World Series in that ballpark. I saw them go to another one.
Ooh. What do you mean by that?
I'm going by Jonathan India a couple days ago when he was asked about home runs, and it's just so much of this. Maybe it's a fan thing. Maybe it's a couple player quotes. I feel like we are now kind of shifting the, well, it's the stadium. No, it's you guys.
Yeah, listen, I haven't. Okay, so India said, that the ballpark isn't certainly conducive to home runs. That's not a newsflash. I haven't heard that as an excuse. If anyone is using it as an excuse, what the hell did you think was going down at Kauffman Stadium all these years? No, there are no excuses. Honestly, this team, to me, that's surprising to say that. I haven't seen this squad really run from it. Vinny, guys that can put sentences together after games, I don't hear many excuses. I personally, when I read that from India, I didn't take that as an excuse. Honestly, to me, it was more of, damning on him, that I need to stop hitting so many freaking fly balls. I'm not a home run hitter. I'm brought here to get on base and hit line drives. But for the better part of the season, coaching staff, players inside the clubhouse, I haven't heard, whining about the umpires or genuflecting to the opposition. I think they've been pretty forthright where we're not getting the job done. It's on us to get it figured out. And here we are, 85 games into the season, and they still haven't gotten it figured out.
Where do you think the bottom kind of fell out for this team? Because as we just talked about, this was a good competitive baseball team for the first, 60, 70 games of the season. And then something has just drastically changed in the last three or 4 weeks or so? Was it just simply offensively everything has just kind of fallen apart? Where do you think the bottom has really fell out for this team in the month of June?
Man, it could get a lot worse than this. You know, you're talking about this as if it can't get worse. It most certainly can. So I disagree that the bottom has fallen out. The offense has been garbage all year. The pitching was unbelievable in April, really good in May, and Cole Reagans has been banged up. Michael Lorenzen's come back down to earth somewhat. You know, Michael Wacha had a bad performance last night, which is understandable. Chris Bubich now has an ERA above 2. So the rotation that was excellent, outstanding, at times just very good, but always well above average, at times has looked human. It's been good at times rather than always great. So a good rotation is not good enough to drag one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball, one of the worst base-running teams in Major League Baseball, a middle-of-the-road defense. The only thing that's going to drag that squad to a winning record is an outstanding rotation, an excellent rotation, which is what they did in April and May, and they were unable to keep it up in the month of June, which, to me, is no fault of theirs. It's the offense finally doing what many thought it was doing back in April, and that is ruining the season and you know, blowing everything. Well, that didn't happen in April. That didn't happen in May. But we've seen this rotation start to look, again, more human, and that's brought this ball club to a new low watermark on the season of 7 games below .500.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, going through some of the top storylines and the month of June for the Kansas City Royals. Let's look ahead just a little bit. If I set the over-under on trades for the Royals in the month of June at 1.5, are you taking the over or the under?
In July, over 2.5, certainly over. Yeah. Yeah, I'd hammer over. You can move a guy like, you know, Mark Canna, you know, you can move Michael Lorenzen, you can move Seth Lugo. And, you know, none of those moves are necessarily going to be described as big. You know, Seth Lugo should get you a nice prospect, but Michael Lorenzen can get you a lottery pick, a lottery ticket, I should say, as far as a reliever, probably. Mark Canna could get you an A-ball lottery ticket. So, yeah, I would certainly say over 2.5.
What are the chances that you think that Chris Bubich is on the team at the end of the month?
I would say pretty good. To me, let's say 75%. A year and a half of team control of Chris Bubich should bring you back something, akin to an everyday big leaguer or multiple prospects that you believe can be everyday big leaguers down the road. So if you want something that's going to help you right now offensively, I think that, you know, I'm talking a middle of the lineup bat, Chris Bubich could bring you that. And if you want to look to the future, I think he could or should bring you someone or two players, multiple players that you believe could be everyday position players by 2027. You have more interest in the offseason. Certainly think you either need to move Chris Bubich this offseason or you need to sign him to a new contract. Heck, you could say that's the case right now. But I think Lugo's a must. Bubich to me would that's selling. You know, that to me is all right, we're waving the white flag, and I haven't sensed anything from this organization that they're even reaching for the white flag just yet.
I will say, Vern, as you and I are having this conversation, part of me is just disappointed because this is the conversation that we have had in Kansas City far too many summers, that you start the year with a certain level of expectation with the Royals. They kind of get your hopes up, and now we're heading into June, and now we're figuring out what pieces are going to be available for the garage sale when, you know, you and I spent the first 60 days of this season talking about what they needed to do to add pieces, what they needed to do to actually go for it. I think that's what makes this stretch a little bit more disappointing, is coming off a year in which they made the playoffs, a team that felt like it had a really strong foundation together, for it to fall apart like this, and now we're talking about them having a yard sale, is just a disappointing kind of, I don't want to say end to the season, there's a lot more baseball, but for a lot of people, baseball is ending very, very soon.
Yeah, and that's fine, and I think that would happen even if they were sitting at 500. That's just where we're at. But again, I don't know if the yard sale sign is up. And so what if it is? Seth Lugo, again, Mark Canha, Michael Lorenzen. I mean, unless you're talking Vinny Pasquantino, Chris Bubich, Mikel Garcia, Noah Cameron, something big, something bold. You know, that to me is eye-popping. But, I mean, if this team was 500, I would still want them to move Seth Lugo. If this team was two games above 500, I'd still be down with them moving Mark Canha or Michael Lorenzen. So until the conversation shifts and you hear people say you should move Chris Bubich or Vinny or Mike Hal, you got to move Carlos Estevez, because not only are you not going to win this year, you're not going to win next year. To me, the whole yard sale thing, the play is disappointing, right? The offense to me is disappointing. The defense is disappointing. The base running has been disappointing. The team has been disappointing. But you know, these are the type of conversations you have to have in Kansas City if you're going to be a sustained winner. You always need to be buying and selling at the trade deadline. A guy like Seth Lugo going into his opt-out, going to be a free agent in 2 months, you always got to trade that guy in this market, in my opinion.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple more minutes here. Vern, I have a baseball question that is not related to the Royals, but it is related to someone they are currently going up against, Kyle Riley, the very talented catcher for Seattle, hit another home run yesterday. I believe he has 33 home runs. Yeah. I'm wondering, like, you and I come from, like, the same generation when home runs were still cool and we were, like, fascinated by the chase. I wonder if we're kind of past that as a baseball society. Now, maybe Cal gets to like 70, and I think people would then be engaged toward the end of the season. But I wonder if just we are not maybe enthralled by home runs the same way we were 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's certainly been sullied, right? The record book doesn't mean anything really to anyone anymore. You know, even what Cal Raleigh is doing, man, I was mentioning it earlier this morning on the post-game show. He's the fifth player to reach 33 home runs before the All-Star break. The other guys are Barry, McGuire, Sosa, and Griffey. You know, and that group was the end of home runs being everything in the home run chase. Whether you think it's McGuire and Sosa's fault or you think it's Bond's fault, it's their fault, certainly. Griffey was our last hope. You thought A-Rod was going to be the savior, and he turned out to be a scummy ball player all the same. So I don't know what race would really captivate sports fans nowadays. That's just kind of where baseball is. You know, even the Aaron Judge treatment. I mean, I remember when Mark McGuire was chasing Roger Maris, they broke into National Fox to carry those at bats. I think ESPN broke in for Aaron Judge and his chase of Maris, but that certainly wasn't. You weren't breaking into any national TV to show Aaron Judge. You're not going to see anyone challenge Joe DiMaggio or Cal Ripken or Ted Williams hitting 400. Those, to me, are the marks that we prop up now, and none of those marks will ever be matched. No, I just don't think that baseball can captivate the country with anything anymore. That's just where the sport is.
Vern, when you pull up to the cookout, and let's say that the ribs, the shrimp, all of those things, they're going to come out a little bit later. But right now, they just got dogs and they got burgers. Which one are you grabbing first? You grabbing a dog or you grabbing a burger?
Burger, because there's always going to be more dog. I mean, I'm getting both, to be honest. But to answer your question, I'm grabbing the burger first because those normally go the quickest, and I'm a pig.
Let me ask you this, too. This is the last question, and I won't talk to you again until next week. Where does July rank in your month power rankings?
Great question. October's one. And March is pretty strong, but March is out for me because that's normally the ramp up and my off season's ending. So I'm kind of bummed out then. So I'll go October, November, man, there's the winter months. My off season are all the top four. So I'm going October, November, December, January. Boom, 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 boom.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us.
Very selfish.
No, 100%. No, it's your power ranking. However you want to rank them, you can rank them
just
that way.
Just football, man. Football season, gambling, losing all the money I made throughout the summer. It's the best.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. Vern, have a great 4th of July, my man. I'll catch you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. You too.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. Text line 913-586-7965. If anyone can talk my guy C-Dot off the ledge, it's Vern. I sympathize with where you are at, Carrington. It is sad to feel the enthusiasm around the team fade so quickly. The first 6 weeks of the season were fun. I don't think I'm on the ledge by any means. Maybe some of this is like rooted in my own selfishness. This is the hardest time to do my job. And usually, I usually root for what makes my job easier and most enjoyable. You guys, kind of ornery in the summer. And like, in some ways, I get it. You guys don't want to hear about the Royals. The Chiefs give us absolutely no news. We can't talk about the NBA. If we don't talk about sports, you get mad that we're not talking about sports. But there's no sports to talk about. You guys get kind of ornery in the summer. You know what usually makes the summer a lot more? It's if the Royals are good. Contrary to popular belief, I don't want to come on here every day and bash the Royals. That's not fun. It's not fun to also tell you things that you already know about the Royals. You know they can't score. You know that. What other opinion do I need to have about the Royals? So I don't think that I'm on the ledge. I'm disappointed because the Royals' play has made late June and July, when they are the only story, they have made it more difficult again for all of us, and it didn't have to be this way. That's what I'm upset about. I'm happy when you guys are happy. When you guys are happy, this job's fun. Or when you guys are real mad, it's a lot of fun too. I think you guys have pushed past mad with the Royals. You've now reached the part that is not fun, apathetic. With the 4th of July coming up, with football right around the corner, you just don't care anymore. That's what I think it is. You guys just don't care anymore, and that's what makes it not fun. So that's kind of where I am with the Royals. That's why I'm upset. I'd love for the Royals to be in it. I'd love to be talking about who they were going to add and that they're going forward in the division. That would be fun, but no. The number one topic right now with the Royals is they can't score and if they're going to fire their hitting coach. That's not really when this job is very enjoyable. So some of my Royals opinion, I won't lie, is based in selfishness. I want the Royals to be fun. I want you guys to care. I want you guys to be bought in. No one is buying into the Royals right now. There's nothing to pay for.
I don't know if this is maybe part of the ledge conversation, and this is a kind of a semantics thing. You're seeing it through a work lens, and that's fine. I'm in this job the same way you're in this job. I 100% agree with you. But I also think this season with the Royals is a little bit unique, because we were here in 2023, Carrington. The team was, there are words you can't say on the radio to describe how bad the team was in 2023. We found a way to muddle through and have fun. I think that's when we did the 80s movie. We had a good time. This Royals season, there were expectations, real ones from the fan base. Hey, you went to the playoffs last year. Do that again. Take the next step. You won a series in the postseason, but eventually bumped your head into the Yankees. What can you do to beat a Yankees type of team? Can you get back to that point? And then in the offseason, there was legitimate and believable optimism. Hey, they found their leadoff hitter. They're bringing back their pitchers. Last year, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were great. Can they be good again and carry this offense? Can they get improved play from Massey or Melendez? Like, there was reason for optimism in January, February, and into March. And even through April, they had met those expectations. There was excitement. They were battling for the division. They were in a wild card. And then it feels like we're not even at the 4th of July yet, and the air has come out of the balloon. So I think what's frustrating or makes it sound like you're on the ledge is that you hoped and you believed and you thought more could happen with this team, and it feels like it's almost more disappointing that you're in this place. In a weird way, I'd rather the Royals be the Rockies right now, 18-50 whatever the Rockies are.
I don't
know
about that.
I mean, White Sox, regular bad,
no,
but not
bad.
Like 23-whatever. But the fact that you're like 5.5 back and there's this temptress of the wild card and you're on the heels of success last season somehow makes it harder to swallow this year.
I just wish they were fun. I guess maybe that's it more than anything is I could live with the Royals not being a 500 team. They're not fun. They're not fun to watch. They're not fun to talk about. They're just not fun. That's the part that upsets me. They're not interesting. I'm here to talk about anything that's interesting. I know that some of you don't like Jake Paul, but you have to admit, Jake Paul is interesting. Jake Paul, people either love Jake Paul or hate Jake Paul, but he's very interesting. The Royals aren't interesting. Yesterday was a typical Royals game. They lost 4-1. Just, they go out there, the other team's best player hits a home run, the Royals muster up four hits, the Royals don't give you anything offensively. You stayed up late to watch the Royals score one run yesterday. They'll probably do the exact same thing today. So that's where I feel like I'm on the ledge, potentially, is I just wish the Royals were more fun. I wish the Royals were just more enjoyable. I wish they were just a more entertaining watch. I watch sports for entertainment. I am not entertained. Russell Crowe, no, I am not entertained. None of those things, actually. Not at all. All right, let me ask you guys this. 913-586-7965. This is a good summer topic. Where do you think July ranks in the monthly power rankings? I think October is the number one month. Like, if we are doing a draft of all of the months, I would rank October as number one. It's just really the perfect intersection of everything. The NBA starts, football's going, there's pro football, there's college football, baseball has its most important, it's warm where you can still go outside and do things, but it's not too hot. October is by far and away the best month that we have. Number one on the board. I would say number two is September. I really enjoy September for a lot of those same things. Baseball is winding down. You got great college football where you get the great non-con matchups. It's the start of the NFL. The kids are back to school. The leaves are about to change. It's still warm enough for you to do stuff, but it's not overly hot the way that it is in June or July. September is the second best month that I think we have. You guys might laugh at me. I really love June. June's great. I really love June. Starting to get warm. The pool is open. This is when you start to take your vacations. I really enjoy the NBA playoffs during that time. I'm a big June person. June has a lot of the same things that May has, but much more consistent weather. You know, it might rain a lot in May. It might rain a lot in April, too. June gives me a lot of those things. It gives me that summer feel without a whole lot of the rain. So June would also be in my top three. Those are my three favorite months. How would you rank it, Rob?
What an insane, nonsensical top
that's
three
how,
that is.
That's how I'm going. I'm going October 1,
June
September
is a bottom,
2.
June's a bottom
what?
June's a bottom three.
Oh, my
June's,
goodness.
June's closer to February with its viability than it is top three. First off, October is number two. All right, I agree with you mostly in October. Number one, you missed the layup. You bricked the layup. You went Ben Simmons and passed when you had the wide open shot. Number one, with a bullet, no doubt, December. What are we doing here? December is a layup. You got football. You got college football.
No, it's
playoff.
Cold outside. It's cold.
You got two holidays.
It's cold.
No one's working.
No.
All the sports are happening.
June is much
baseball.
Better than December. No
check,
chance.
Check and check. It's nothing but holiday off days. Number one, and it's Christmas lights, Christmas season, Christmas movie, go out and get some hot chocolate. It's all the fun things that come with the season. It's one.
No, December is not. December's the best month that we have. No chance.
By a country mile, it's December
no
1,
chance.
October 2. I don't know what's happening over there when
I mean,
you
I don't,
have June 3, because 3 is March.
I don't
March
dis-
is 3.
You only think that because every once in a while you have a decent college basketball team. That's the only exciting thing about March is a couple of weekends you get a little college basketball action. March is a very overrated month. There's not that much many great things about March. December's cool. Don't get me wrong. If you're excited about hearing the same 20 songs and you're excited about spending way more money, if you're excited about the... This is the thing about December. December is very stressful now as an adult. December was great when you were a kid. You didn't have to plan anything. School was about to end and you were going to nonstop get things. That's not how it works when now we're the adults. You got to be the ones to plan. You got to be the ones to go out and do all the work of December. No, December's a little, no, it's fine. December's like the fifth or sixth best month. It is not the best month. June is much better than December. July is better than December.
Name the things that are happening in June that get you fired up. You basically get
fired
up.
The patio gets me fired up.
You don't sit on patios. What, living in a bizarro world.
I do too.
You said the pool earlier. I can't pay you to go to the pool.
I don't mind going to the pool. I'm not going to get in the water. Yeah, but I don't mind being around the pool. I don't have any problem being near the pool. The pool vibes. But I'm not, no, I haven't gotten in the water since 83, and I was born in 88. I'm not going over there. But I don't mind being around it. Yes, what happens in June? Music festivals and outdoor things, and yeah, you're outside and you're hanging out. Yeah, June's great. What amazing things are happening? It's 85 degrees every day. That's what's happening in June. That's what makes June amazing. If you're excited about 41-degree days in December, and here in last Christmas I gave you my heart, for the 900th time, then yeah, December's phenomenal. If you're excited about running around Target and trying to get those last minute gifts for a person you don't really like that much, but you feel obligated to get them something, yeah, December's great. If you want to watch The Grinch for the 17th time, then yeah, I'm sure December's fantastic. It's okay. It's fine. It's all right. November might actually be better than December. Like if I'm doing the power ranking.
November's way better than June. Yeah. November's in the top half.
Okay, if I think about it, November might actually be a better month than December. I'm actually really curious. Can we go through your top 12? Can we go through from 1 to 12? Can you rank the months for me? I'm really interested to see how you would rank the months. Because December, number one, is a crazy, crazy answer. I want to know you guys' top three on the text line. 913-586-7965. What are your top 3 months and where does July rank? Because now we're starting July. We do have the 4th of July right around the corner. That's kind of it. There's nothing really else in July. It's just hot. That's all July is. It's just hot. There's not a lot of activities that are really going on in July. So I am curious where it ranks. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Royals are bad, so we're finding topics to amuse ourselves. Someone said, CDOT, you're so wrong. You're a guy excited about summer break as an adult. My top 3 months are December, October, and November. I've seen way too many pictures of the lake. Everybody is excited about summer break. See them pictures at the lake? People act like they've never been outside before. June is high up on the list. July, once you get past July 7th, it's just hot. Now, I don't mind that it's just hot, but there's not really anything else going on in July. It's just hot. Everything cool about July is it is just the bridge until you get to the much more eventful months. You know, August, oh man, football's right around the corner. It's still warm. School's coming up. July is a great bridge until we get there. But yeah, I have the three best months of the year of October, September, and June. June, it's warm, but it's not like overtly hot. You can still go outside. You can do things. You can do just about every activity in June. Rob, you golf more in June than you do the other months. You go to the pool. You and your girl or your wife, you eat outside more. June's just a great all-around phenomenal month. October, all of the sports intersect. They kind of also do that same thing too in September. So I'm going to go October, September, June. I think January might be the worst month. I mean, I know the NFL playoffs happened in January, and that's a big, big plus. We all know that lull when you got to go back to work after December and after the holidays, and it's like January 5th, and you're like, okay, it's just cold. Rob, you and I get here, and it's light, and then by the time we leave, it's pitch black. It's just windy. January is like the coldest month. You know it's going to have like one or two snowstorms. There's no good movies that come out. There's no good TV shows that start in January. January might be the worst month.
I mean, February is the actual answer for worst month, but that's neither here nor there.
I won't argue on February. I won't argue February.
February came in 12th on my list.
Okay, here we go. So I asked you to make a list. How would you rank the 12 months? Why don't we go from 12 to 1?
You're going to go 12 to 1?
12 to 1.
Okay, so February is 12.
Okay.
I mean, it's all the things you said about January except for there ain't nothing going on. It's just brutal cold and nothing is happening. I mean, I love college basketball, but conference season, you feel like it's dragging on. No thanks.
No, you're right. I mean, February is less football and nothing else that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's
one football game and then we're done. At the end of month.
You get cold, one football game, you got to go to dinner one time with your wife, and then you'll just get fake excited about one KU Iowa State game.
Mm-hmm. I got August at 11.
Oh, here we go.
August is all the worst parts of the summer. You get fake football. I don't care about the preseason. I will never care about the preseason. The preseason does not move me in any way. When it's 106, watching the Chargers and Lions playing Canton does not move me. It's miserable hot outside, and it's all those things that you hate about the summer swirled up into one because it is school's back, so you can't even enjoy the outside. Football's not here, so you can't enjoy the fall. And the royal season is usually August, and there's no holidays. August is coming in at 11. April comes in at 10. You get the national title game in basketball, which is fantastic. I hate April Fool's Day. I think it's stupid. There's nothing else that happens in April.
April is very blah. I agree with you. April might honestly, the only thing that save April is it's starting to get warm. That's the real
positive
about April.
But you get that random super cold week too in April that like shocks you back into reality.
Yeah, that's the real positive. The real positive in April is you know the warm weather is coming. Like it's been cold and you know there's always that random weekend in April that you're like, man, it's really nice today. It's like 75 degrees. You get those 2 days back-to-back in April where it's not raining. It's letting you know that summer is on the way. April, I'm with you, is low on the list. But April is moderately enjoyable.
I mean, it has more enjoyable than, say, February, but it's near the bottom.
That's fair.
I have January coming in next at 9.
The only thing that saves January is the NFL playoffs. Football. It's the only thing that saves it. The only thing that saves it. Everything else about January is absolutely terrible, other than the most important football games of the year happen in January in both college and the NFL.
All right, so we're going from the bottom, so try to keep track of my list here.
Yeah, number 8. That's where we're at now. You have February, August, April, and January 9th. That is the ninth worst month.
So I got November. I'm doing the math here. I'm missing a month. Yeah, no, I'm good here. So yeah, November. November is near the bottom.
Yeah, November.
Here.
November and number 8.
No, excuse me, June 8, November 7. I apologize.
I can't believe you can't keep these 12 straight. What's going on back there?
You went
there?
Backwards on me. I had it top to bottom. I was going back June because it's very August-like, except for you hit the dog days, unfun. November at 7 because you get the tease of all the fun stuff with the holiday. You get some time off. I like time off. Everyone's a fan of time away
what
from work.
What makes November different than October? Is it just you love
less
playoff
sports.
Baseball?
Less sports.
Okay, I didn't know.
In October, by the way, October's going to come in at number 2. You get every sport. Every sport is in prime time. It's still warm enough to go outside. It's not too cold.
Yeah, the only thing you don't get is baseball in November. You get everything else. You get college basketball starts. The NBA is the only thing you don't get is baseball.
Yeah, every sport is playing in October, and the weather's better in October than November.
Well, that's fair.
So, by the way, November coming in at 7. 6 is May. You get a holiday.
I do like May. May's strong.
You get a holiday.
May's
the weather
strong.
Starts to turn. You start to feel like summer is upon us. It's not a great sports month, but it is a great go outside and do activities month.
I agree.
This is where I have July. 4th of July is an elite holiday. Elite holiday. It's a
July,
holiday.
But the problem with July
it's
is
the one day.
And it peaks early.
Very early.
It peaks very early. July can be done after the 6th. After the 6th, we don't. What else? What? There's nothing else about July.
The good thing about July is it's great vacation season.
Oh, that's no, 100%.
It's go take the family to Disney,
no, for sure.
Head to the lake. It's all those vacation things. That's what the 5th through the 31st is designed for.
I agree.
That's the time away. I hate camp. I think training camp is stupid, but training camp does start, which means you feel like football's around the corner. Top 4. September. I mean, come on now. September.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, I mean.
You get holiday, you get football.
That might arguably be number 1.
Yeah, I mean, March is 3. March is elite. You feel like the weather's starting to turn. Go back outside.
There's an event in Kansas City
where we celebrate basketball and drink outside.
There's no argument that March is better than September. There's none. There's no argument that it's better.
Have you been down to Power Light during the tournament?
I live downtown. Of course I've been down there.
You know
there.
What never happened down there? That's September. No one's walking around downtown in September just, oh, man, what a great vibe.
I'm
That's
serious.
A thing in
there's,
March.
There's no argument that March is better than September, in my opinion. Not a weather, not a sports offering. There's no argument that March is better than September. This is the wild list.
March is incredible. 2 is October, as I mentioned, and number 1, December.
I had no clue you loved Christmas like this.
You get multiple days off. It's a good vacation time. You get Christmas. If you have kids, you get to spend Christmas with your kids, the family. It's chilly. You get
December
a lot of sports.
December is the best month of the year.
December is an incredible month. They have a whole movie catalog of involved around 1 month.
Rob's top 5 months. He has December is 1, October 2, March 3, September 4, July 5. That's how he has his top 5 ranked. He has February as the worst month of the year, December at number 1. I didn't know that you loved Elf. I didn't know that you loved Elf this much, that it's your favorite month of all of the years. I had absolutely no clue that this was the case. I learned a lot about you. I really did. I learned a whole lot about you in this month. This was a fun exercise. Someone said the Royals are so bad we're doing monthly power rankings. I mean, we could just do a random Mount Rushmore. Yes, they are that bad. That is 100% true. December at 1 is criminal. I'm with you. December, having December as your favorite month is very, very wild. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get back to very serious sports things. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back into the show. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, if you missed it, J.J. Piccolo was on the station. We'll play for you what he had to say. We also are in the month of July, and I mean, there's really two big questions with the Chiefs, and we'll see if we can answer those coming up in just a bit. But I do have, I guess, a question, an opinion, a thought. I don't know the correct term, but Cal Raleigh is having one of the better offensive seasons that we've seen in the last 25 years. I mean, he has 33 home runs entering July. He has 71 RBIs. He's hitting .276. He had a home run yesterday. Like, he is having a phenomenal start to his season. Do we care about this? And I don't say this to diminish at all what he is doing, but if this season had happened 15 years ago, it feels like it'd be the number one story. If this season had happened 25 years ago, Cal Raleigh, regardless of what market he would in, would be a star. Have we been numb to, desensitized, maybe is the correct phrase, to when guys put up numbers like this? I mean, we're talking about a guy who is en route to hitting 50 home runs and having 120 RBIs at catcher. Like, maybe the best offensive season ever at that position. And I just don't really feel like it matters to a whole lot of people. I don't feel like it's getting the necessary publicity. Now, some of that, I think, is the phenomenal season that Aaron Judge is having, and it feels like Judge is going to be a runaway for American League MVP. But Cal Raleigh is putting together a really, really strong season that he's at 33 home runs heading into July, a really hot month, and we can look up, and he's got, I don't know, 50 home runs heading into August. If he just has a monster month, which if you hit 33 so far, it's not crazy to think that you can hit 15, 16. It's going to be tough in July with the All-Star break. But we could be talking about somebody who's at 45 to 50 heading into August, and who knows where this thing can go. It just feels like maybe it's the last 25 years and the steroid scandal and all these different things. I don't know if we think home runs are cool anymore, but a guy hitting 33 home runs heading into July 1st, that is definitely cool.
Do we think history and milestones like that are cool at all? Because I think as America has shifted to dramatically football first, football doesn't have those sorts of markers and milestones. Like right now, if I asked you, hey, who's done the most touchdown passes in a singular season? You don't know that number the same way we used to know with baseball and home runs. Hey, who's the guy who, what's the equivalent of the hit streak? I don't know what it is in football, but you know in baseball, you know, Joe DiMaggio, you know, he got a hit in 56 straight games. Like, historical markers really matter in baseball. As baseball has fallen out of the public eye and football has risen, I think we've just kind of accepted we don't care about those historical markers because they don't exist in football. No one knows this, like, great achievement. Hey, can you believe so-and-so threw for this many yards in a season? Hey, what's the all-time yards passing lane? What's the all-time receiving yard? I don't think people know those numbers offhand. And because football is more popular, I think the interest in those statistical anomalies is just fading.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the commentary on the CDOT. We don't care. He's a no-name catcher from a bad team who has no juice. He has no shot at the record. Hitting 50-something home runs isn't a big deal. Are we impressed by individual stats anymore? Like, you and I talk about this all the time. Have we have just devalued the regular season? Like, I feel like when we were kids, and maybe this is more of a nostalgia point, like, records meant something. When you got to 3,000 hits, it was a really big deal. When you hit 500 home runs, it felt like it was a really big deal. When you hit 50 home runs, we still think about Brady Anderson or Ken Caminiti. When you hit 50 home runs, it was a really, really big deal. Now hitting 50 home runs is ho-hum? What? Like, do we just not find any of these things cool anymore? And I just wonder, like, how enjoyable are sports to us if the only thing that moves us is does your team win the championship or not? Like, we don't appreciate any of the things along the way. Like, let's say, in this hypothetical, what would a pitcher need to do to get people excited? Is it a perfect game? Is that the only thing that a pitcher could do? Like, what if tomorrow a pitcher had 21 strikeouts in a game? Is that a big deal? Is that a story that leads SportsCenter tomorrow if Paul Skenes had 21 strikeouts in a game? That'd be the record. You struck out 21 of the 27 batters. Would that be a big deal? What if a pitcher had back-to-back no-hit games? Would that be a big deal? Like, I just wonder now if we have been so desensitized to accomplishments, and maybe it is social media, and we are like, I think we find reasons to, like, say what guys are doing are not cool. Like, are we impressed anymore about individual accomplishments, or is every sports conversation just wrapped up into, did your team make the postseason? Did your team win a championship? You remember back when we were coming up, we never thought we would see a basketball player average a triple-double. Like, doing what Oscar Robertson did was like, how did you do that? We've seen that happen before, and it's like, I guess, cool. Like, wait, what? You know how hard it is to average 20-something points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists every single night in the NBA? And I just don't know if we care about that stuff anymore.
I don't know. I think it's social media. They're my culprit here. But I think fans have become skeptics. Not skeptics. They become cynical. That's a better way to say it. Fans have become cynical. When cool things happen, people rush to social media or to the water cooler or wherever you're talking about the cool things, and they try to talk about how it's not cool. For your Russell Westbrook example, he was the first one to do it. We were not talking about this being a cool moment. Do you know the national talking heads were talking about? Well, you know, it's only because he's the only guy on his team, or he's padding his stats, or we had to find a way to devalue the cool thing. You'd mentioned the 21 strikeouts in the game. I think Kerry Wood did that for the Cubs. That was a huge deal when we were kids. If Paul Skenes did that tomorrow, do you know, let's say he did it against, pick a team, the Brewers. People say, well, the Brewers aren't even that good, so it's not that impressive. I mean, look, what this means, Tommy John is coming. It feels like every time a cool thing happens in sports outside, and even including championships, cynicism among fans just takes center stage. The Eagles walloped the Chiefs. Talk about the Eagles walloping the Chiefs, and Chiefs fans will poke holes game.
Yeah, but like, this is where I think you're being a little bit unfair. I mean, I would say there are certain people that still capture that. Like, people love watching Caitlin Clark play. Like, when you watch her, it's just like a...
Not the WNBA players, apparently. They hate it.
Yeah, we could talk more about that on the other side, because I think everybody's being weird when it comes to Caitlin Clark. But like, we can see Caitlin Clark and just be like, wow, what she is doing is incredible. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this. Someone says, Sita, all of that stuff is a big deal when you're a child. But I think when you're a child, you look at it and you just look at it through a very pure appreciation. Like, that's how we watch the Olympics. When we watch the Olympics, yes, it is obviously based in you want to see the United States do well. But it's also based on, oh, this is cool. Like, watching Simone Biles do this is cool. You don't know anything about gymnastics. You watch gymnastics twice a decade, but it's cool to see. So when people do really cool things in the sports that we watch and follow, it is just like this guy might hit 60 home runs this year. He might have 140 RBIs. There was a time where that would have been the absolute biggest story in the world in sports if it happens. And it's now ho-hum. it just, I don't know, it's just odd to me of how we have, like, we, the way we evaluate sports and the way we view it has just changed so much in a very short period of time. We can talk more about this coming up. We can't talk about this Caitlin Clark thing, because again, I think everybody is being very weird on both sides. Keep it right here, Mr. Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.